Closer to Marie, Part 2. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of March 30th, 2025. Back in your Earth year 2008, I was born underwater, in a bathtub, in a small first-generation Suzy starship in deep space, traveling through hyperspace and as far from any inhabited planet as possible. Technically speaking, the ship was moving way faster than light, although in hyperspace, the term, faster, does not really apply. My mother and my grandmother, who was there aiding my mother through the birthing process, had the idea that bringing a baby into the material world while moving really fast and in hyperspace would accentuate its psychic abilities and strengthen its past life memories, making all what it learnt in them more accessible to the baby later on in life, and that baby is me. This idea probably sprang from the concept that hyperspace is no longer the material world, being more akin to the spirit world. I don't know if such a thing really worked, as my past life memories are not clear to me in the same way as they are to other Tejetan people, among countless other star races, which remember them as if they had happened yesterday, literally, being that they feel their present life is just a continuation from their past ones, only in a new skin, but with full conscious memory of their past ones, especially of the last and the one before, only changing skin, very much like when someone buys a new car. In my case, I remember a lot of what I learnt in my past lives, details and all, but those feel to me more like containers of information, in the form of raw data, and also as what empirical experience teaches, including the learning process that is left after having lived entire lifetimes. But I don't feel those past lifetimes as if I had actually lived them, almost as if I were borrowing those memories and that knowledge from someone else. Therefore, I do not identify with who I was in those past lives, and I am fully concentrating and knowing that all what matters is that I am Marie now, and all I was before is only baggage that is helpful to navigate the today. I thought that I had all that quite clear to me until I fell very sick last year, and the Irma cats helped me with one of their feline hair-raisingly strong astral procedures. That blue astral cat I met during that induced astral travel, dream world, the one I call the cosmic cat, mentioned twice that I was one of them and that is why they were helping me, because if they didn't, I wouldn't be able to fulfill my mission, whatever that meant. And the cosmic cat also referred to me first as tigress, and then as lioness, which I first thought it was only a figure of speech, a compliment, and nothing more, much as when a father calls his son, tiger, as in, go get them tiger, during a ball game. But why use tigress and then lioness while talking to me? It sounded more like it wanted to confuse me about which of the two I really was, or am. This and other subtle and not so subtle signs coming from Ari, Rua, Karaikai Kotsa, Koa, among other of our Irma friends, have led me to think about the possibility that I am one of them, that I may be a Irma in immersion. I've asked them directly, but they never answer back, and if I insist, they answer with evasive answers or making something funny out of it. I've been surrounded by cats since I was a little baby. They have been around me all my life, including now, as I have one by the window. And then we have the unusually strong cooperation and help the Irma are giving me, since I am the Tejetan queen. I mean, even when there has always been cooperation between the Irma and Teijita, in the last months we have grown a lot closer as cultures, to the point where I am even moving now with 4 Irma bodyguards besides my usual ones, and all this makes me wonder, why are the Irma so interested in my well-being? As Rua once answered my questions, you are on a mission, and we must help you fulfill it. That's all he said. But I am also very Lyrian human, and Taygetan, so I don't know what to think about all this, and I'm sharing this with you to let you know that, I get it, it is hard to be a starseed with no confirmation about your true stellar origins, and having to rely only on your intuition, and also having to process doubts and the idea that it may all be just your imagination. Living up here in space does not mean that you know everything, including who you truly are, cosmically speaking, yet all this teaches us that what matters is who we are today, and what we can make of it, and the past, had we lived it or not, is only there as experience we may need in order to navigate the present, but it's not who we are. Life up here is not solved, and with no hardship as the New Age has so wrongfully stated, although they are most probably referring to higher planes of existence where that may be valid, I'll give them that, but certainly not in the material world which is the same realm as you are in on Earth. This means that from my point of view, what my predecessors once stated, that everything outside Earth is 5D, is highly questionable, because for me 5D and so on, are states of mind and consciousness, and not a place. This means that 5D is part of who you are, and you can be living in a hellhole and still be 5D, it's all up to you. It's hard to be the Taygetan queen, and as you know, I was thrown into this position almost with no warning, and still believing it was years in my future, therefore forcing me to mature fast, and leave my childhood behind, especially the one I lived while on Earth, which I do not deny I miss a lot, especially because of its simplicity, at least from the point of view of a child, despite all the harshness of human schooling and so on. Besides all the assassination attempts, and the enormous responsibility I have on my shoulders, because I am the Taygetan leader and all it means, perhaps one of the hardest things or facts I must face is that this is a very lonely spot to be in. As I mentioned in my other video titled Closer to Marie, I spend nearly all my time alone, because my closest friends, those in CIC, sometimes are not even on board the same ship. I hardly leave my room here on my ship, at least it is as big as a small flat on Earth, and I've even got a private swimming pool in my bathroom, but I am alone here nearly all the time, as this is my little world from where I manage Taygetan affairs, complex exopolitics, and write for these videos. And when I do leave my room to walk around the ship, like for example when I go to the dining room, mess hall, I always go with several bodyguards, handpicked by me and by Goriel, who are directly taken out of Taygetan elite special forces, so I really don't feel free even inside my own starship. Taking into account that there are several powerful forces out there who want to take me out, I know moving with bodyguards is a necessity, and knowing that I have so much opposition is heavy on my heart. My guards are rotated all the time as part of the safety procedures, and they belong to the crew of the Starship Alcyone, so I don't even know their names, which is a constant problem for me here on this ship, as there are so many people on board. So many people here, and I hardly talk to anyone in a closer context, also because they all treat me with the utmost respect, complete with full military protocol, they always observe when in front of a head of state. I am fully accompanied by countless people, by the crews of my 8 starships here, and which are in the thousands, yet I am completely alone as well, not being able to get closer to anyone, and I mean in friendship, as all Lyrian humans need. Almost as if being the queen also meant that I have some kind of invisible barrier, like a force field around me and that separates me from everyone else unwillingly, and that is not caused by me, simply because everyone else sees me differently. I mean, sometimes I even eat alone at my special table. Nevertheless, all this loneliness thing is growing on me, I am starting to get used to it, and to accept it as part of who I am and what I am living, as I know it is part of the consequences of being in my role, as it means that people will not treat me the same, even though it is not me who is placing those social barriers. Even my old friends in the starship Sardaclea have also moved away from me, as not being in the same ship doesn't help relationships very much, as you can imagine. The time I enjoy being alone the most is while I motor in the ship's hangar, as I am truly alone there without guards, yet I am perfectly safe there as no one is allowed to enter, safe despite I am sometimes moving over 100 kilometers an hour in a closed controlled space, but I am very good at it, and I need that a lot. Talking about getting closer to people, I'd like to get closer to so many of you out there, who watch my videos, some of whom kindly sponsor my channel, the Tajitans, and me. I'd like that very much, but I don't see how at this time, perhaps later on we can think of something. I'd also like to thank those of you out there who make CGI images of me and even videos, many of which are very nice, and I'd like to add something based on what CIC saw in the media about the color of my hair. For some reason, the computer filtering I use to pass my face, when I do so directly or when I use a base image, it darkens my hair a lot. My true color is blonde, or dark blonde, but it is impossible for me to replicate at this time. As for my face, most of you out there are doing a very good job, as it's definitely me, and you make me smile a lot, thank you. About my videos, I must insist that I have not been able to make better images or use more of them. Sorry about that, I am focused on the written word, and I think that is what really matters. I simply cannot find more time to generate images, but you must know that I love writing for you, and I do so with my utmost love and dedication. And finally, I want to deeply thank the sponsors of my channel. As I've said before, you are making it possible, you are making it exist, as I still depend on money for supplies and countless other things. Most Tajitans, logically do not need anything, yet I do depend on Earth as well as several of our friends on the Sardaclea, those you know, because we have been here for so long, and I do not deny my very human part, yet I am not only human as you know. Thank you, my friends, I always have you with me, although I don't say thank you in every video as I think it is inappropriate, because this channel and my information is not about the money, yet I need the money to continue with what it is truly for. No words suffice to state my gratitude. Thank you. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.